On Don Week's WGY Morning News. Oh, wow. I'm telling you right now, I'm in heaven because it's on the way. There is you would be hard-pressed to find anybody out there this morning that loves trains more than I do. Absolutely crazy about trains, and whether they be, you know, the real thing, you know, roaring along the tracks, or what's coming to the Empire State Convention Center this Sunday, the Great Train Extravaganza. From the Hudson Berkshire Division of the National Model Railroad Association, here is Richard J. Smith. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Don. I'm doing great.
Hey, let me ask you something. Why do guys love trains? We all love trains. And you try to we try to explain it to our wives or our girlfriends, and they just shake their heads and like, oh, okay, all right, fine. But what is it that, why do we love trains?
You know, Don, I think the reasons are varied. And I don't think I could explain it either. I kind of liken it to ducklings when they're born, and they kind of imprint on their mothers. I think somehow or another, when we were kids, we imprinted on trains.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I remember my my uncle used to live, he lived out in the country, and there was a train track very, very close to the house that you could see from the bedroom that I would sleep in when I'd go out to visit with him over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where the engineers would, you know, the engineers would know, you know, hey, there's this kid there that waves at all the trains as they go by, and they'd always hit that horn for me a couple of times as they went by the house. So I have very pleasant memory of trains. Hey, let's talk about what's coming to the Great Train Extravaganza that's coming
sure.
to the Empire State Convention Center. What are we going to see?
Well, the Great Train Extravaganza is this Sunday, December 6th, and the show starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 4 p.m., okay? And it's just $5 for adults to get in, and kids 12 and under get in free.
And you're going to have, they'll actually be running, right, the model trains?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have over 60 exhibitors and vendors. We have over 200 tables of things to look at. And some of the exhibits that you're going to see are these large train layouts. There'll be operating train layouts on the main floor. There's a Lionel layout that is 20 by 25 feet.
Whoa!
And this is the same layout that the group that built this layout is called Upstate Train Associates. And this is the same group that displays the layout at the convention center and then later takes it to the Schenectady Museum and displays it there for the holiday season.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have seen that display, and it really is. It rivets. You know, I'm a grandpa, and and all of my two grandboys they grew up, you know, hey, Papa, can we go see? Yep, we can go see it. So it's a great weekend to introduce your kids or your grandkids to model trains.
Oh, most definitely. And that layout's a lot of fun, a lot of operating accessories to look at and things like that. Now, in addition to that, there's going to be two other layouts on the main floor that are over 35 feet long.
Wow, so, I can imagine.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. There's also five smaller layouts that are going to be scattered around the convention center. There'll be educational displays, historical societies. There's going to be a circus display.
Is that right?
Yep.
How about that? I remember when Lionel put out a circus train that was pretty famous. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. And I think the gentleman who's bringing the circus display will have some of that stuff there, actually.
Oh, that's great. How old are model trains right now? How far? Do you know how far they stretch back? It must be, gosh, it's got to be what? Since the invention of electricity.
Oh, yeah. They go back to the early 1900s with toy trains that people would just push around on a table, and then electric trains into the, you know, 1920s and all the way through to today.
Richard, let me ask you now. Do you know the most popular train model of all time? I would bet, everybody has a personal favorite, but I would almost bet on that Santa Fe red and yellow diesel. That's got to be up there.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that's exactly the diesel that I had when I was a kid. Running the train around the tree, the Lionel Santa Fe.
Oh, everybody.
That is definitely one of the famous ones.
Every kid wanted that. Now, for somebody, for a dad that wants to get the kids, or even a granddad that wants to get the kids into model training, are you going to have somebody there that they can talk to about, hey, gee, what do you need to really get into this?
Oh yeah, we're going to have plenty of educational displays where you can talk to people about how to approach the hobby, and there's going to be plenty of vendors at the show too, Don. So if you wanted to buy a train set, you know, the kind that you can get started with, put it under the tree, and then later do a model railroad yourself, there's going to be guys selling model train sets. There'll be vendors selling detail parts or anything really in between, you know, to for the beginner all the way through to the seasoned model railroader.
This is great. The Great Train Extravaganza. It's this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Empire State Convention Center. Admission for adults, $5. Children under 12 are admitted free with an adult. Hey, thanks so much for being with us, Richard. Really appreciate
it. Would I be able to please mention my website?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. For the train show, the website is GTE Albany, all one word, GTEAlbany.org. And if I might mention the website for our division, which is helping to run the show, we're the Hudson-Berkshire division of the NMRA. And our website is Hudson-Berkshire.org. And our division, along with Upstate Train Associates, is really happy to bring this train show to the area. It's the largest train show in Albany, and we really appreciate your time, Don.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you very much, Don.
Richard J. Smith here at Don Weeks, WGY Morning News.